Blog Talk Radio.
Holy name. It's a beautiful song. My name is Yom Suf Ari, and this is Real Talk for Real People Show. The more I study, the more I know I need study. The more I know other people need study. Because everything is in the studies. How to relate to different nations. How to relate to one another. How to exercise common courtesy in that relationship, and so on and so forth. Sometimes we're too busy doing what we want instead of doing what the Most High requires and keep the brotherhood mended together. Some people are busy doing their own thing at the Most High expense and surely at the nation's expense. But I'm firmly convinced they studied the Most High like Cartrell of New York City and Sister Aviyah of New York City and certainly Yom Su things would go a whole lot better and much more easier, whatever our dealings are. But when you go against what the Most High says, it's always messy. And so that's why we do our due diligence, because we know we're more obligated and duty bound to do no less in these studies, but most importantly, apply these studies, which is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov, about him, about his heritage, and truth be told, about other nations too, although we have a special relationship with him. And he has a special affinity toward us. We're not to treat strangers no less who comes among us, want to be among us, than we treat each other. And so the Most High holds a brotherhood and sisterhood in high esteem, and so certainly do I. And so sometimes it causes you anguish, see things, but sometimes you know things may not change. Sometimes you have to make difficult decisions for one's peace of mind, for the good of the nation. And I wish a whole lot of people held the Most High and his nation in high esteem than their own personal interests and our positions. To me, positions don't mean anything to me. The most important thing to me is the nation, the brotherhood, and the sisterhood. And most importantly, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov. I can't be with anything else or less. It has to be moving in the right direction. It has to be ever readjusting itself, ever recorrecting itself in its process, because none of us are special. All of us should be shamefaced. But if anything you're in, if the nation does not readjust itself and recorrect itself, sometimes it's a trying situation. So, but that's why we do these studies, to find out who we are, what we are, and certainly what we should be doing. As the book of Proverbs said, each man says in his heart, he's right. But only the Most High is right. That's why he left instructions for us in order to get right. And you may be wondering, Yom Suf, who are the we you're making reference to? I'm making reference to the God, I made reference to the LM as far as our studies is concerned, but I'm making reference to Cartrell of New York City. Sister Avia of New York City. See, these are brothers and sisters that I can go forward with and recorrect, readjust, because life is about bringing one in, readjusting and recorrecting. And these are brothers and sisters I can do that with. And the reason why I can do that, because they study. And they apply their studies. They're not seeking special positions or accolades. They're seeking to unify the nation and reconnect with the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov. As a matter of fact, they love the Most High with all their hearts, minds, souls, and strength, and their brother, the brotherhood and sisterhood, as themselves. I truly can work with brothers and sisters like that. And you can too. So let me bring them on for you. Sister Avia, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Shalom, family. And may Yah bless us all. And all praise and glory to Yah. And I'm always glad to be here. Shalom.
Always glad to have you back, sister. So, now, Brother Cartrell of New York City, Brother Cartrell, may the Most High bless you. Mike is hot. Shalom.
Shalom, shalom, family. All praise to the Holy One of Israel, God Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. How y'all doing? May the Most High bless y'all.
Doing okay,
brother.
Praise y'all.
Praise y'all.
Soon.
Praise y'all.
You sound like one of the prophets, man. Now you know how they was feeling when they was dealing with hard-headed, stiff-necked, rebellious Israelites, which is why we're in the situation we're in now. I'm sure they wanted to leave their assignments that Yah gave them. Go speak to the people. People wasn't listening to them. The people wanted to kill them.
Right.
Even with Moses. They wanted to kill Moses 3 times, even though he was trying to save them. But Moses couldn't run nowhere. He had to deal with it his whole life. Our people who are hard-headed, stiff-necked, rebellious, everybody's right in their own mind. This is our people. Exactly. That's what you're dealing with.
Exactly. But, you know, it's not a joyful occasion. It's a sad occasion for me.
No, it's not.
The information
how y'all sees it. Y'all sees us different than how we see ourselves.
Right.
Y'all calls us Jews. Are we really Jews? We can be if our heart is right and we follow the codes. And y'all put your name in that book of life. So there's great hope. There's always hope. Something to look forward to in spite of Israel, in spite of ourselves.
Exactly. Praise y'all, Kadriel. Praise
y'all.
Kadriel, Sister Abiyah. Let us let the Most High footstep be our pathway, which is basically his words, which we're about to study. In Malachi chapter 3, the cunning messenger, he hadn't got here yet. Otherwise, things would have changed for us. Some say he has in a new red letter place. Oh, no, that's not. The evidence doesn't suggest that in any shape, form, or fashion. Yes.
I'm glad you mentioned that. Because the New Testament does some of the worst plagiarism with this particular chapter. And I think we should look at it.
The Romans were good. The Romans were good at plagiarizing.
We're going to examine how they plagiarize. Because you said, behold, I send my messenger. And they make reference in the New Testament to Matthew 11, verse 10.
Yeah. Exactly.
And Mark 1, verse 2. And Luke, verse 27. So I'm going to read it real brief, what they're saying. All three of them, right? Real
set
brief.
Set them up so I can knock them down. Set
them up. All right. So this is how they misquote the prophet Malachi. For this is he of whom it is written, this is Matthew 11, verse 10. For this is he of whom it is written, they make a reference to Malachi, behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare thy way before thee. That's not what the Most High said in Malachi 3.
Mm-mm.
Mark says the same exact thing. Mark 1, chapter 1, verse 2. As it is written in the prophets, behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare thy way before thee.
Right.
Okay, Luke 7:27. This is he of whom it is written, behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare thy way before thee. None of these guys quoted what the Most High said.
Exactly.
The Most High said, behold, I send my messenger, and he will prepare the way before me.
Right.
He ain't talking about my face or me. He said me. My messenger will prepare the way before me.
Not change the way for him. Thank you, Kadriel.
Yes,
so
sir.
Let's look at it in its complete context. Yah says through Malachi, behold, I send my messenger, and he will prepare the way before me. He ain't talking about him. He's talking about me, this messenger.
It ain't John the Baptist. That's for sure.
No. And the Elohim whom you seek will suddenly come to his temple. He will come to his temple. The Elohim,
Who are we supposed to be seeking?
The Elohim.
Because some people are looking for the Messiah. I don't know why.
No. That ain't what they said. That ain't what the original said. Even the messenger of the covenant, talking about the covenant, the ancient covenant, in whom you delight. Behold, he is coming, says the Elohim of hosts. But who can endure the day of his? Nobody can endure this message today.
And so, we read about that covenant yesterday. What was the covenant with? It was with the priesthood, right?
Right, the priesthood. Yeah. Right, that
it's
covenant.
The same subject matter. He's talking about the messenger of the covenant. Give me the light. Behold, he's moving. What's he coming to do?
To get these priests straight.
Yes.
And he said, who can stand? You can't even stand up when he comes, when he appears. For he is like a refining fire, like a launderer's soap. He coming there to clean up some stuff. And can't nobody stand before him. He will sit as a refiner and purifier of silver. As a refiner and purifier of silver. He will purify, what will he do? Kajal just mentioned it. He will purify the sons of Levi, the priest, and purge them as gold and silver, that they may
not
offer.
Judah?
No, it didn't say nothing about that.
No,
he didn't say nothing about that.
Right.
He said the sons of Levi, the priest, that they may offer to the Elohim, not get rid of him, and offer in righteousness as they should have been doing, the right way. They're purified to do it the right way. Not a new thing way.
Not the lame, the blind, or the sick animals.
Exactly.
Child sacrifices they were offering before.
Exactly. They're going to do it the right way. It ain't going to change. They're going to start doing it the right way. Then the offerings of Yehuda and Jerusalem, then the nation, our offer will be pleasant to the Elohim, not changing.
But there's a call, right?
Right. What country? As in the days of old. Not changing up anything.
There's a code.
Right.
Judah can't be king unless the Levites are priests. Because the priests are the ones who anoint the king. So the king can't come first. It has to be the priest first, which is
the
why
priest.
We see the order of this chapter, purifying the Levites, the priests first, and then the offering of the king, who is Yehuda, which the king comes from, and Jerusalem, which means the people, then it will be pleasant to Yah. Once the priests are purified.
Bring it all in a
It's not going to be an easy process, because he's telling you that it's going to be like a refiner that purifies silver and gold. When they purify silver and gold, gold and silver melt. And then you can mold it in any position that you want. But that's like a humbling, that's a melting down of your character.
You wear the dross and everything.
Oh, yeah.
And so forth. Self-will. All that. Because
that's
it's
why
pushes
said,
right.
Who can understand that? Only the pure speed of the priesthood can really stand before this refiner's fire. So I don't know what John the Baptist is talking about, but this ain't talking about nothing about John the Baptist and Jesus. This is talking about Yah getting the house and the nation of Israel in order, so his nation is in order.
Exactly.
And it starts with the priests and the Levites.
Getting us into alignment. And then as a result, we'll be pleasant to the Elohim once you're in alignment. And it's going to be as in the days of old, not something new. As in the former days, not no future. What we're going to be doing with this refinement is setting us in order and codification as we used to do in time past. Not something new.
So this contradicts everything the New Testament says about the law being done away with, the sacrifices being done away with. Because Yahshua just told us right here that he's going to be established the priesthood so that their offerings, what offerings are you talking about? The offerings that you're supposed to do in righteousness, it will be as in days of old, as in the former years. What are you talking about? It's done away with the sacrifice. Jesus was the sacrifice. There's no more sacrifice. He sacrificed for our sin. That ain't what Yah is saying. It's not what Yah is saying.
Exactly. And Yah said, as a result, Kajal, thank you for that clarification, my brother. He said, I will come near you for judgment. I'm going to be on you for judgment. I will be a swift witness. And he said, against sorcerers, so there must be some sorceries going on, against perjurers, liars, must be some lies going on. Against adulterers, must be some cheating going on. Against those who exploit wage earners and widows and orphans, and against those who turn away an alien, a person of a different nation, because they do not fear me, says the Elohim. I got something for everybody doing some wrong.
So we need to take ourselves out of the business of judging people.
Exactly. Right? Exactly.
Yah is watching everything. He said, I will be a swift witness. He don't need nobody else to witness for him. He's watching us. And
right.
Guess who? Sorcerers, adulterers, liars, traitors, whatever you want to call, whoever you want to call a name or whatever. Yah is the judge. Not you, not me, not anybody else.
You brought back some bad trauma when you said traitor. Okay. I'm traumatized.
I'm not the judge. You are not the judge. What did Yah just say? What did he just say?
I will come to you.
I will be a swift judge.
Exactly.
Against those who exploit it, the wage earners, widows, orphans. They're just wicked people. And the main thing, you're going to be a judge if you don't fear Yah. For real.
Exactly.
You can fool some of the people some of the time, but you can never fool Yah.
Elohim, one at a time. Praise Yah. He said, for I am the Elohim. What do this say to you? And it is explicit and straight to the point with this new stuff or any other stuff you got going on. I do not change.
You know what that means?
I don't understand. I do not change. Point blank. It means they
it
don't
mean
that. Seen. No red letter thing.
It means that y'all be calling the Old Testament, the God of the Old Testament, an angry God. No. The Most High said, for I am Yah, I do not change. And the fact that he doesn't change means that we're still here. Why are we still here? Because of his loving kindness and his tender mercy. That's why. That's why he said, I don't change. My love is still for you, Israel. And I'm showing you mercy until this judgment comes. So we better learn mercy and kindness with each other. Because Yah is showing it for us, isn't he?
Yes,
okay.
I'm sorry. Katria? I'm sorry, Susanna. Mm-hmm. I bought some gibbets. And while you were speaking, I got them at the fridge and gave them to my wife. She said, oh, you showing out. She opened it, was just three left. I said, I couldn't help myself. Then the giver kept calling me back for one more, and then you only got four left.
I'm just glad it's not from that curry goat left over.
Oh, man, we knocked that out, bro. We knocked that out. She took some work. Man, that curry goat, your wife gave a special recipe, and I really appreciate it. Well, that was kind of her to give me her recipe. Ooh, that curry goes.
So we got an IOU for you, Ah.
No, I do know her for that one.
Okay.
Until I'm very appreciative.
Mm-hmm. We ain't in the business of giving out our recipes, bro.
Tell her I am truly appreciative. I know she ain't, but tell her Yum Soup is very appreciative. I owe her one. Okay.
And she didn't use her car to get that goat either. No, she didn't do that.
She didn't do what, Cottrell?
She didn't use that car to hunt the goat down to get him.
Hey, bro, Cottrell, I'm telling you. She used that car to hunt the goat down. you know it goes into the shop Thursday. She got to get off early and take it to the shop Thursday. Katria, I'm telling you. Now, guess what, Katria? As we were driving on the way, Sister Avia, I looked over to the right and I saw a whole lot of buzzards. I said, April, that a deer you hit right in that field right there. They have a field day. Them buzzards was having a field day.
They got some of that roadkill somebody left behind.
Yeah, somebody that we know.
Oh, my.
I ain't calling no names. It's funny to me. It's funny to Contrail. Yeah. And it says,
go this ahead, is serious you. Stuff that y'all saying right here, man.
Yeah, it
you
is.
Gotta understand.
Yeah. And it said, against those who turn away aliens, people of different nations, because they do not fear me, Yah says. That's the LOM of hosts. I am the LOM. I do not change. Therefore, you are not consumed, O sons of Yaqub. That's why you ain't consumed. Because I don't want to get rid of y'all. That's why y'all ain't totally eradicated. My sentiments for y'all, my love for y'all, or nothing has really changed. That's why y'all ain't totally consumed.
Mm-hmm. And he should have consumed us for what? Sorcery, adultery,
right.
Perjury, exploiting wage earners, the widow, the orphan, against those who turn the alien away. We should have been consumed. We don't fear y'all. Y'all should have consumed us a long time ago.
If I say I love y'all, I love y'all. Mm-hmm. I don't change. Y'all don't want to change up on me. Y'all don't change. There ain't nothing new coming along the way.
And unfortunately, Yonsu,
yes,
we haven't changed either because we're just the same as our ancient father.
Therein lies our dilemma. We hadn't changed. We're doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. Yet from the days of your fathers, you've gone away from our... See, I'm a stickler for detail. I'm a stickler for codification. I'm a stickler for processes and application. That's the only way you can do things right. You can't do things right leaning to your own understanding. I recently heard, you know what's in your heart. Well, lady, you don't even know what's in your own heart. How you going to tell somebody what's in their heart?
So Yamsu.
Yeah.
You always bring it up. It's codification for everything, even for electricity.
Yeah, exactly.
If you ain't electrician, don't try to wire no building. You know,
that's what I'm saying.
We see some actor, he's trying to plow in his front yard or something. He jumps out the car, and the plow runs him over.
Thank you. That's stupid.
Yeah. What code wasn't he following? Turn the joint off and put the brakes on, fool.
Yeah.
It's a simple thing.
I almost killed that fool.
Yeah.
I don't know that actor you're talking about.
So like you said, Yah is a stickler for his ordinances. Anybody can't just be a priest. The priest got to go through the fire to be priest. You got
right.
people walking around calling themselves priests and anointed and all this kind of stuff. If they
right.
really knew what they were talking about, they would keep their mouth shut and they wouldn't put out terms
right.
like those. Anointed
and
messianic and all these kinds of terms. You didn't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I hear that word thrown around, messianic kingdom, all that. I hear that. That's why these folks need to do these studies.
Yeah. Well, in what context are we a messianic kingdom? Only the
right.
priesthood and the king are anointed.
You said some folks don't know what they're talking about and need to shut their mouths.
Right. So our people run from instruction. Our people run from discipline because we lean what? On our own understanding. What you think you know, you're running with it with pride, but you're not studying Yah to learn Yah, to seek Yah. What is Yah saying? If you don't know what Yah is saying, don't be quoting Yah or don't be putting the message out like you know Yah, representing Yah or misrepresenting Yah, because you can't misrepresent Yah. He don't play that.
Right. And know the codification and processes. Okay? All right. Thank you, Godrell. You're going away from my ordinances. Thank you, brother. You're going away from my ordinances and have not kept them. And Yah says, return to me, return to my codification processes, my love, and I will return to you, says Yah of hosts. For every action, there's a reaction. If you're turning wrong, I'm going to turn away from you. If you're turning right, I'm going to return to you, says the LOM of hosts. But you said, in what way shall we return? How we gonna do it? That's just real smart alley. We some real smart alley for people, Cartrell. So stand up. What way we gonna return? Let the most
high
way. Yeah, he just told them.
Keep my order in school, because your father and people return unto me, and I'll return to you. So how are we going to return to you?
Try to be smart, Alex.
And we're still smart, Alex, aren't we?
Yeah, we're smart.
We're still smart, Alex, people. We think we have the answer. We're going to get arrogant with the most high. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And
what
we got
way
mouth.
Should we return to you?
We got mouth. We don't know how to talk to the Elohim, and we don't know how to talk to one another. Still smart.
But he shows that he's a father, because he didn't consume us for asking that dumb question. He gave the answer. You asked a stupid question, I'm going to give you the answer.
Right. Thank you, Gabriel.
Mm-hmm.
And Yah says, do not rob him. And he poses this question. Would a man rob the Elohim? Yet you have robbed me. And he said, but you said, in what way have we robbed you?
And they know.
Offering,
another stupid question.
Right, this stupid question. He said, your tithes and your offering that you offer, lame, blind, and bad tithes, and lame, and blind, and crippled animals. Yeah, Cartrell. Did you say anything?
Lame, blind, and sick animals. They were offered to the Most High.
Your
Most High said, open up to the governor and see if he's thinking.
They won't. The king will run you down. And he said, you have robbed me, even this whole nation. Not some of us, not part of us, not half of us, but all of us robbed him. All of our forefathers robbed him. By virtue of bringing those. Right. Ain't nobody clean, Cartrell. We all
if the priest is robbing the Most High, it's a reflection on the whole nation.
Exactly. And Yah says, bring all the tithes that you require to into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. And try me now in this. Okay, do what I tell you. Try me now in this, says the Elohim host. If I would not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you such blessings that there will be no room enough to receive it. Do the right thing now. Try me.
Why was there supposed to be food in the Most High's house?
For the priest?
Yes.
For the poor?
Yes.
For the needy?
Yes.
For the widow women?
Exactly.
For the orphan?
Yep. And the stranger.
And the stranger.
That's why he wanted his house to be filled with food.
Right.
Fill my house with food so he can help people.
Right.
With the tithes y'all supposed to be getting from the people. The best of your best. The best of what you've grown over the year.
Right.
In the former room, in the springtime, and in the fall, when there's harvest. Bring your best so you can feed the people.
Cause and effect, Kajia. Cause
and
effect.
If you do that, what's going to happen? Cause and effect?
I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, so that he will not destroy the fruits of your ground. Nor should a vine fail to bring fruit for you in the field, says Elohim of hosts. And all nations, as a result, will call you blessed, and you will be a delightful land, says the Elohim of hosts, if you do that. Try me. Just do the right thing. That's what the Elohim says. Gajra, do you have any commentary?
He said it all. When we do the right thing, we get blessings from heaven. He said, I will open the windows of heaven and pour out for you such blessing that there will be no room enough to receive it. Imagine that.
Imagine.
And I rebuke the vine for your sake, and he will not destroy the fruit of your ground. Nor shall the vine fail to bear fruit for you in the field, which means we ain't even on our land to have to see these blessings. We work with somebody else. We go to school, get an education, and get in the job. No, we're not seeing the blessings of Yah firsthand.
And we ain't trying to get there, unfortunately, some of us.
And until we get back to that, we're going to be slaves. And when that happens, what does it say? Yah says, all nations will call you blessed when they receive our, see our ground growing and our fruits bearing and Most High blessing us with stuff that we can't even have enough to receive. That means we can share with everybody.
Mm-hmm.
For you will be a delightful land, not the way we argue and fuss and fight now, the way we want to come. Y'all argue, fuss, and fight too much. No, for those who make it, those who go through the refined fire, you will be a delightful land, says Yah of hosts. That's our aim, that's our goal. And we're trying to get rid in that book.
Praise Yah. Praise Yah.
Praise Yah.
And Yah said, we complain harshly. Yah says, your words have been harsh against me, says the Elohim. Yet you said, what have we spoken against you? You have said, it is useless to serve Yah. What that we keep his ordinance and that we walk as mourners before the Elohim of hosts? So now,
he just told him.
I know it.
He just told him.
But that's how we do it, Katria. Unfortunately. So now we are called the proud blessed. Y'all proud, and you have some. We feel with pride, the proud blessed. Y'all nothing to be proud for, and we ain't got nothing to be blessed on.
The proud people of today think they're blessed.
Right. Unfortunately. For those who do wickedness are raised up.
That's what we see.
Are raised up.
That's what we see.
And they even tempt the Elohim and go free.
That's what we see.
That's what we do. Proud, blessed, raising up the wicked.
Yep.
By verse, they even tempt the Elohim and go free like they ain't did nothing. But y'all got a book of remembrance for these kind of people. Want to hear about it? Scott Trail said, you want to hear about it? Then those who fear, what's that, Scott Trail?
Say, here you go.
Here you go.
Here you go.
On ahead, then those who fear the Elohim spoke to one another. These men and women were righteous.
So what do we got to do when we fear Yah? We got to speak to Yah.
Fear the Elohim spoke to one another. You got to fear the Elohim to hear me. I got
it
to
doesn't
fear
say,
to you. Go ahead, Carson.
It also, then those who feared Yah argued with one another.
Okay. No, it didn't say that. No. By God, no. Well, they were listening for the Elohim. They were humble.
You said, yeah. You ain't got no time to be arguing, fussing and fighting. You're speaking Yah's word.
No.
To those who fear Yah. Those who receive Yah's word, that's who you have to speak to.
And you got to speak to one another. And you got to be humble in that approach. And as a result, in the Elohim listening to them fearing him, humbling before him, speaking to one another. And Yah
the ones who argue, fuss, and fight?
What's that, Contrail?
I say he listening to the ones who argue, fuss, and fight?
No. He's none of that mess.
Who he hearing? Who's he hearing?
He hears brothers and sisters who come together and speak to one another.
Oh, okay.
Get at one another. Speak it to one another.
All right.
Not speaking to one another. Not speaking to someone else about each other. Speaking to one another.
Wouldn't that be nice?
It would be so wonderful.
If we spoke to one another. Because we feared Yah.
It would be.
Yes. So you could tell Those who don't fear Yah, they're prone to argue, fussing, fighting, making judgments.
Exactly.
When Yah is the judge. You ready? Yah is the judge. He's going to take care of everybody who ain't right. You ain't got to worry about it.
And let that be that on there.
Worry about yourself and feeling Yah and speaking
and
to those who fear Yah.
What part you playing or not? Worry about yourself.
Yes, sir.
As a result, a book of remembrance was written before him. For who? Not for those who argue, fussing, falling, name called tree a traitor. Not them. But for those who fear the Elohim and who meditate on his name. They should be mindful. They who meditate on his name.
Two things. You fear Yah. And because you fear Yah, you better meditate on his name.
Yeah, because on his name, and meditating on his name is by virtue of study of his word and application of said study. Trying to keep it.
When you study, you realize Yah is not playing games with us, is he?
No. No, he's not. And Yah said, as a result, if they do that, they should be mine, says the Elohim host.
Okay.
If they do that, on a day that I make them my jewels. See, y'all need to be careful talking about the LOM Jews. Traitor! Be careful talking about the LOM people. You need to keep your mouth off y'all people and work on yourself. Stop all that arguing, fussing, and fighting and name calling. That ain't cute. And you ain't going to get no points with the LOM. Certainly ain't going to get in with the Yom Suf. Yom Suf gonna get out the way. And he said, on that day, I will make them my jewels. And I will spare them. You ain't got to spare them. The Elohim said, I will spare them. As a man spares his own son who serves him. I see my nation as my sons and daughters. I'm going to spare them. You ain't got to worry about none of that. You worry about yourself. You can't spare nobody. You can't even spare yourself.
That's like when you're growing up with your brothers and sisters.
Right.
And they're trying to tell you what to do. Like clean up your room and do your homework and they ain't did this. Like you telling me what to do, you ain't doing yours. And when your mother and father come home, everybody getting whipped because nobody did nothing.
That's what I'm saying.
Right? Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
So you don't want to get that beat down. You better take care of what your mother and father told you to do.
You better. Praise Yah. Thank you, Godriel. And finally it says, then you shall again discern. You will be able to understand. Right now, we don't understand. We can't comprehend. We have no comprehensive thinking in regards to Yah. But Yah says, when you get right, you shall again discern. You will be able to be prudent and make discretional decisions based upon my codification and processes. And not lean to your own.
Have we reached that level yet, Yah Suf?
Bro, come on. Stop it.
But we pointing fingers at each other.
Well, my brother, I would witness to 7 hours. A whole lot of numbers. 7 hours. I'm going to leave it like that. So
this time has not arrived when we are able to discern between who's right and who's wrong.
No.
We're trying it anyway.
We think. I'm just leave that alone. I'm going to finish up. Because we don't know how to discern right now between righteous and the wicked. Between one who serves the Elohim and one who does not serve it. Some of us don't even know how to discern between wickedness and righteousness, or one who serves the Elohim and one who does not. That's what Yah said, and I tend to believe this.
In order to be able to do that, you got to go through Yah's phases. You have to be able to be called Yah's jewel.
Right.
You think we're Yah's jewels. Yah said, on that day, I will make them my jewels. right?
Right.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Once you said y'all, just spoke to one another, not argue, fuss, and fight with one another. And
sure.
y'all will listen to them and hear them. And then when that happens, a book of remembrance was written before him for those who feared Yah and who meditated on his name. Are we meditating on his name and fearing Yah? I don't know.
No.
We all need to be doing that, though, fearing Yah and meditating on his name. How you meditate on his name means meditate on what he's telling us to do, like we do on a nightly basis, 5 nights a week,
mm-hmm.
which gives us greater insight and understanding as to what Yah wants and how
exactly.
to get written in his book of remembrance. Because that's the aim, to get written in his book of remembrance. You must meditate on Yah, fear Yah, so that Yah can make you his jewel.
And Yah
and
did not
be able to discern brother, between who's
against,
right and who's wrong.
Sister,
so then,
right. I say,
so
then, Yah did not want brother against brother or sister against sister.
Until then, until we reach the point where we are Yah's jewel, we should not be trying to discern who's right and who's wrong. Let Yah
exactly.
do that. Well, he told us he's going to do that, right? Early in the chapter. I'm going to judge those who are sorcerers and adulterers and perjurers and who exploit wage earners and widows and orphans and against those turn the alien away because they don't fear me. Yah knows. You ain't got to worry about it. Yah knows who committed adultery. Yah knows who's lying. Yah knows who's using witchcraft. So you're going to be a swift witness. It ain't going to be no long, drawn-out court. Y'all already know. It's just like them headbangers that went to Jerusalem with them angels, right? They're already mocking people. They're already mocking people. You're marked one way or the other.
So we need to be a whole lot more humble and a lot less more judgmental.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Okay.
Fellow students, we pray that you found this study very informative. We did. We hope that it sharpened you, it sharpened us, and may it continue to sharpen you. That Yah's footstep be your pathway, which is his word. So, Saviyah, I know you're ready to give us our next segment of study and the Proverbs, chapter 25.
Yes,
chapter
yes 25. Indeed. We're going into Proverbs 22.
You want me to help you out a little bit?
Yes, you're welcome to. So I'm going to take half of it.
Well, I took, I have Cartrell. I'm going to help you out.
You know,
I'm gonna,
see, they say y'all works in mysterious ways because our granddaughter's on the way, and I might have to run out because she has a problem with the car, so.
Okay.
Well,
no problem. Cartier, I can take up the slack. Say no more. A good name is to be chosen. Okay, you ready?
Yes, sir.
Maybe, you should let her go first in case you got to run out.
Okay.
Okay.
How you want to do it?
I'm going to start off, and then I'll go up to 15, I guess, and then you go on.
Okay. By all means, may the Lord God bless you.
Thank you, and may bless us all.
Okay.
A good name rather to be chosen than great riches, and love and favor rather than silver and gold. Say that again. A good name is rather to be chosen than great riches, and loving favor rather than silver and gold.
So would you rather have a good reputation or a bad reputation?
I want that good reputation in y'all's eyes, especially.
And most people that have good reputations, they're usually the ones that show loving favor to their fellow man, right?
Yes. Yes, indeed.
And most times it's better than silver and gold. People got silver and gold, and they got bad names.
The rich and the poor meet together. The Elohim is the maker of them all. a prudent man foreseeth the evil and hideth himself, but the simple pass on and are punished. The humility and the fear of the Elohim are riches and honor and life. Thorns and snares are in the way of the fallen. He that doeth keepeth his soul shall be far from them. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it.
Well, some people are not trained as a child, and therein lies the problem. Because a lot of old people will not depart from the old ways.
The rich rules over the poor, and the barley is servant to the lender. He that soweth in iniquity shall reap vanity, and the rod of his anger shall fall. He that hath a bountiful eye shall be blessed, for he giveth of his bread to the poor. Cast out the scorner, and the contention shall go out. Yea, strife and reproach shall cease.
Wow.
Then we did. I know, brother, y'all was just talking about that also.
Mm-hmm.
He that loveth tenderness of heart, for the grace of his lips, the king shall be his son. The eyes of the Elohim preserve none, and he overthroweth the words of the transgressor. The slothful man says, there is a lion's out. I shall be slain in the street. The mouth of a strange woman is a deep pit. He that is harvest of the Lord shall fall therein. Foolishness bound in the heart of a child, but the rod of the correction shall drive it far from him.
Praise
God. All right. That's praise God. Praise God.
Okay. And it goes on. He who oppresses the poor to increase his riches, and he who gives to the rich will surely come to poverty. When you oppress the poor to increase your riches, and you only give to rich folk, will surely come to poverty.
Sound like Donald Trump.
You better believe it. Saying of the wise, incline your ear and hear the words of the wise, and apply your heart to my knowledge. For it is a pleasant thing if you keep them within you. You got to study them. Let them be fixed upon your lips, not your own conversation, but let wisdom be fixed upon your lips and understanding.
First, you have to listen.
Right.
But turn your ear and learn how to listen to the words. People have a hard time doing it.
That's the problem.
And applying their hearts to the teachings of wisdom. And apply
right.
yourself.
Mm-hmm.
This ain't easy. But we're doing it easy. We're applying ourselves.
No, it's not easy. And it says, so that your trust may be in the Elohim. I have instructed you to be. Have I not written to you excellent things of counsel and knowledge, says wisdom and understanding, that I may make you know the certainty of the words of the truth, that you may answer the words of the truth to those who send to you? Do not rob the poor because he is poor, nor impress the afflicted at the gate. For Yah will plead their cause in the final analysis, and to plunder the soul of those who plunder them. Oh, this is a good one, Kajria. Make no friendship with an angry person, man or female. And with a furious person, do not go. Don't even go their way.
Then you should learn their ways and set a snare for your soul. Do not be one of those.
So the man is a snare. His own soul is a snare. And his anger is contagious, which is why you need to stay away from angry people, and you need to stay away, far away from anger.
That's what I'm about to do.
Your soul.
That's what I'm about to do, Cottrell. Because it don't do no good for me. This does not do me no good. I make no friendship with angry people. And with a fierce man, do not go. Then you learn. I don't want to learn their ways. And set a snare for my soul. Do not be one of those who shakes head in a pledge. One of those who are surety for debts. Don't co-sign for nobody. If you have nothing with which to pay, why should he take away your bed from under you? Do not remove the ancient landmarks which your fathers have set. We'll remove them in a second. Do you see a man who excels in his work, who puts in his work, a man or a woman? He will stand before kings. He will not stand before unknown men. Put in work, excel in your work, whatever that work may be, as long as it's righteous and constructive and a positive. You'll stand before men of renown, just like kings. Maybe King David, in case you get back home. Do excellent in the work that you do, whatever that work is, as long as it's constructive and a positive and non-toxic. Praise Yah and bless you for the name.
Praise Yah.
Ricardo, any commentary?
Yeah. Well, it just says a lot to me. That's all. Stay away from the angry people, you know, and that's a decision. I spoke with somebody else today. I don't want to be in that kind of situation. I'd rather be removed. Get out the way.
I can understand.
I'm falling. Nobody snares.
I don't need to be a witness to it. I don't need to be around it. I don't need to be a part of it. I feel you, sister.
And not only we told that Yah is telling us this, you know, you should feel it inside your own soul if you got any kind of decency. It doesn't make you feel good. It doesn't make me feel good to be around that kind of mess. It seems like it disturbs the inner peace soul. It disrupts you. It makes you go off and do the wrong thing.
Man, it only serves to work me up too. So I don't need to be aware of that kind of stuff. A point.
So wisdom is everywhere, and she wants to teach us. She says she's in the top of five places by the way where the paths meet. And she has the gate at the coming at the door. She cries aloud, unto you, O man, I call. And this is one of her lessons. She says, he who has a generous eye will be blessed. Most people today aren't generous at all, for he shares his food with the poor. How many of us share our food with the poor?
I will.
Yeah, she got to be generous. And you will be blessed.
I do, Cartier.
Oh, yeah. You have to.
A daughter recently sent a man home to his family.
You have to.
Yeah.
It says, the sluggard says, there's a lion outside. I will be killed in the street. No, you're just being lazy out. Just being lazy. Ain't no lion out there. If there's a lion out there, you got to face him. Because if you don't, you ain't going to eat, right? Whatever your fears are, you got to conquer them, basically. You can't be lazy. It's like, oh, no, you know, some out there going to kill me. No. You have to go out there and face your fears, right?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
From 17 to 21, again, turn your ear. People learn how to listen and listen to the words of the wise. That's why we study Proverbs, because we're listening. Apply your heart to the teachings of wisdom. She says, my teachings. For it is a pleasant thing if you keep them within you. Keep them within you. You know, people ain't studying, people trying to apply it to their own heart. It's for you. You're wise for yourself. And they may not appreciate the wisdom that you have. If all of them excuse me, for it is a pleasant thing if you keep them within you, if all of them are ready on your lips. So that means you got to memorize these things. You got to memorize what wisdom has taught you. I teach you today, even you, that you, your trust may be in Yah. So she's directing us how we get to Yah. We have to learn wisdom in order to get to Yah. She's teaching us, I teach you today, even you, so that your trust, most of us don't trust Yah, may be in Yah. And that's the problem. Because he said he's going to judge. No, but you're trying to judge. No, trust Yah. He's going to judge. It's not for you to judge. He's going to judge you too. Haven't I written you? Mm-hmm. Haven't I written to you 30 excellent things of counsel and knowledge? Way more than 30. But she's the writer, and she teaches us to teach you truth, which everybody in the world should know, because truth is a rare commodity in the earth today. To teach you truth, reliable words, to give you sound answers to the ones who sent you. Okay? Who's sending you? The Most High sending you. And he wants you to speak reliable words, words of truth. And then the last one, do you see a skilled man in his work? He will serve kings. He won't serve obscure men. He won't be wasting his time. So the moral of the story is, while you're in captivity, get a skill. I didn't know I was going to be a carpenter, but those skills, I did my best to be the best carpenter I could be. And it took me in high places. I've done renovation in $15 million apartments. Had I not have been a carpenter, I would have never been in a $15 million apartment. Nor the high towers in Manhattan, almost every single one of them I've been in. And you ain't getting to them towers unless you got a pass or some kind of code. But to be able to go into those buildings and renovate them or build them from scratch, that's kind of like a privilege. So get your skills up, whatever skills they be, and they'll take you before kings. All praise to the Holy One of Israel. Praise wisdom to our mother, who teaches us the way to get to Yah. We got to pay attention. Got to learn how to listen. Hallelujah.
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 Praise Yah. All right. That was another good study in the word of the Elohim. And let us keep studying Yah's word, because therein lies, with those studies, access to wisdom and understanding to make your life better and pleasant. And you don't be ego run amok. To learn not to be an angry person and name calling and so on and so forth. Learn to get to the bottom of the matter. Learn to hear people. Learn to listen. Learn to forgive. You've learned wisdom and understanding. Yeah, I hate someone to cause discord in the brotherhood. We don't. We think that's a joke. When Yah hates it, speaks volumes. You should take heed and take that to counsel. I don't care what Joe Blow said about your brother. Someone of a different nation says about your brother. You should care about your brother. We only got each other. We can't depend on anyone but ourselves in the Most High. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Cartrell, Sister Abby, any closing remarks and comments?
All I can say is just say the same thing over and over and hope somebody get it, whoever hasn't gotten it yet. Seek Yah, obey Yah, and praise Yah always. And shalom and good night.
Shalom and good night.
Praise Yah. I would say we covered a lot of ground tonight, and it was a table full of jewels on the table. So much to meditate on, so much to think about, so much to reflect on. You just can't get it in one session. You got to meditate on this stuff and take it to heart, because these words are living words. They're coming from the words of our Creator. Some people take them lightly. Some people don't understand what they are. Some people brush past it. Oh, I read that already. We should have these like jewels around our neck, like wisdom says. And we should be in these words all the time. I don't care what level of intellect or knowledge you have. We need to understand and master these words. So that's why we're here. That's why we study. That's why we try to make them a part of our lives. And I hope and pray that the Most High blesses our studies so that we have the strength in them to change our characters to be right and pleasing in His eyesight. So we love you, family. I'm not going to bore you. Stay studied up. Meditate. We'll see y'all tomorrow. Shalom and good night.
Shalom and good night.
Take me in like I've never been. Lead me down to your heart, chagrin. Take I've been there once and I'll go again, just as long as you're the one to take me in. Like a free bird circling in the wind, I'll fly to your cage so you can take me in. Oh, won't you take me in? From our fathers who refused to call us in, but I sing.